Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our web-only special broadcast of our pre-opening commodity market report. Today's Midwest direct hog markets are called fully steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher amid improved buying interest. Much of the terminal markets are called steady today to higher, but there is one location that is seen weaker. Top prices in a range from $30 to $38.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $30. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, April 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,877 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 41.50 to 56.08. The weighted average was 52.68, a gain of $1.72 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.69 to $43. The weighted average was $39.89. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,335. The base price range was $40.50 to $59.60. The weighted average was $55.32, a gain of 21 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.26 to $44, and the weighted average was $41.89. Today is the final full day of our spring pledge period, and right now we're talking only to a web audience. This is a special piece of equipment that we have here at AM 580 Agriculture that allows us to do our agricultural programming even when we are preempted live on the air. And this is one of the special ways that we continue to offer information to you, timely information that you need to make good marketing decisions. In fact, AM 580 has been with you since 1922, providing you the information you need. We ask that you think of your contribution to WILL as an investment in the equipment that we're using today, for example, to be able to talk to you over the web. And just take a minute or two of your time and a few of your hard-earned dollars today as a pledge, and it'll bring you hours and hours of agricultural news and information in the year ahead. Couple of ways that you can get a hold of us with your pledge today. The first is via the phone. You can call us toll-free at 866-779-9455. You can do that right now. Or if you're listening to us on the web or going to your computer to get a podcast later on the web, you can go to our homepage at willag.org. And at the top of the page, there is a link there that says pledge. Just click on that pledge link and you'll be able to go ahead and pledge. Station manager Jay Pierce is in the studio with us right now. Jay, what is our mission here at AM 580 Agriculture and how do we go about accomplishing that goal?
Well, the mission is to increase your profitability by delivering, for instance, timely market analysis, weather information. We have at least 21 analysts on each week to help you make informed decisions, because agriculture is, after all, a business. No radio station in the nation has as many market analysts as AM 580 Agriculture. We have 2,600 subscribers to our weekly AM 580 Agriculture e-newsletter that provides you with more information that's really important when you're trying to make good business decisions and manage your not only your farm acreage, but also manage your portfolio. And we have a challenge on the table from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, and Risk Management Commodities, who believe this is an extremely valuable service. And so what they want to do is to put another $1,000 into our pledge total here just as soon as we hear from 50 of you who use our agricultural service and are willing to support it. 12 more calls to 217-244-9455 or 12 more logons to willpledge.org or any combination of the above. Or you can use our toll-free number, 866-779-9455. When you make your $100 contribution on your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, or maybe a $200 contribution this morning, if times are good for you and you can share the wealth a little bit more this year than you have been able to in the past, you'll help us to also leverage this $1,000 from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, and Risk Management Commodities. We want to thank them. We want to thank you in advance. It only takes a moment to call 217-244-9455 and mention I'm supporting agriculture on AM 580 and online.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural forecasts is Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And just to expand on the need for funding here, some of the weather information we get is from a resource that we have to pay for. We do a lot of our own in-house analysis of what's going on in the United States, but sometimes those foreign areas, South America, Australia, South Africa, we need a little extra information there, and we have to pay for it, and we're hoping that you find it important enough to help support us with a pledge to the WILL broadcasting system. So here is what we have across the U.S. More wet weather, and all of the Midwest will receive rain at one time or another through the end of this week and into the weekend, and some areas will get heavy rain. It does look like there will be flooding once again across especially southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, northern Kentucky, into southern Indiana and around the Ohio River Valley. Crop damage should be limited. There's just not a whole lot out there right now. But unless we get some warm, dry weather for a pretty persistent period, the field work will just be dragging to nothing for a while until we can see warmer conditions. And even after the rain stops, it does look like we're in for below average temperatures for a good portion of the upcoming week. So that will slow down the drying trends, and again, restricting the amount of field work that is accomplished over the next couple weeks. There does look to be improvement after this next round of wet weather moves through. Some areas will be cold enough in the upper Midwest, in fact, parts of the western Corn Belt. They could see a significant snowfall with this system over the weekend or over the end of the work weekend into the weekend. So the Midwest, the Corn Belt, the soybean areas of the Midwest, not looking good right now. And the Delta in the southeast, they will have a period of drier weather beginning this weekend. Some locations in the northern Delta should be dry enough for field work by late next week. Planting should only be briefly interrupted by the expected rainfall in the southern Delta and the southeast states during the next couple weeks. Outside the borders of the U.S., weather conditions generally good for a good portion of the summer crop maturation and harvest areas of Argentina, South Africa, and Australia. Brazil does have, they will experience some delays in field work due to a little bit of wet weather there, but progress will be made. Australia does need greater rain in its canola areas before planting, and summer crop maturation and harvest progress will advance quite well in Australia. China, the corn planting outlook is very good. Rain is needed in the northeast, but the situation is far from a crisis. Other areas, India's harvest will advance favorably over the next week to 10 days. Southwestern Europe's corn country will benefit from rain that falls in the area this week. And again, briefly in the United States, the Corn Belt, heavy rain spreading from the mid-Mississippi into the lower Missouri valleys. Another setback in the effort to begin some spring field work. Missouri, for example, corn planting had advanced to 1% by April 6th. Five-year average around 15%. In the south, showers and thunderstorms just beginning to spread across the northern fringe, including northern Arkansas. Dry weather elsewhere favors field work and crop development, except in a few areas where soil remains wet in the wake of the recent heavy rainfalls. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sulla.
We hope our daily agricultural weather broadcasts are valuable to you. We have nine of the nation's top agricultural meteorologists providing timely weather analysis for you each week here on AM 580. Take a moment now and call 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455. 9455 with your pledge of financial support. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express cards. Or you can pledge online if you're listening online right now at WILLpledge.org. Station manager Jay Pierce is in the studio with me today. And there are a number of challenges from businesses that value AM 580 agriculture on the table, Jay.
$1,000 on the table right now. Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold, and Roach Ag Marketing have all gotten together and pooled $1,000 to challenge you to call 244-9455 or go to willpledge.org and make your $100, $200 contribution. It all adds up. And we're over $130,000 on our way to a $200,000 goal during this pledge drive. Have you ever heard the expression, many hands make light work? Well, it wasn't coined with AM 580 in mind necessarily, but it certainly applies right now. Our goal, $200,000, and that seems like a pretty big number. It really, though, is quite manageable when you consider all of the thousands who listen to WILL AM 580 each week, tens of thousands, and as one of those listeners, we're asking you to add your hands and your money to the effort. Doesn't take much. Many of the listeners have become first-time givers at $100 level. Maybe this year's a good one for you, and you can make it $200. You will help us make light work out of that $200,000 total when you call 217-244-9455 right now with your contribution. 244-9455. You'll help us to get those 12 calls we need to get that $1,000 from Bates and Roach Ag Marketing, AgriGold, Risk Management, and you'll help support the programming you value on WILL AM 580 and, as we are today, online.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at $9.99, up 19 and 3 quarters, last trade up 4 and a half. July wheat opened at $9.92, down 3, last trade down 1 and a half. Chicago May wheat opened at $9.23.5, up 2 and a quarter, last trade up 2 and 3 quarters. July, $9.37 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a quarter, last trade up 2 and 3 quarters. December, $9.65, up 5, last trade up 4. May corn opened at $5.88.25, down 1 3/4, last trade up a half. July, $6.01.5, down 1 3/4, last trade unchanged. December, $6.01.75, down 1 3/4, last trade unchanged. Take it out to July of 2009, $6.14.75, down 3/4, last trade up 1 1/4. May beans opened at $12.45, down 10, last trade up 2 1/2. July, $12.61.25, down 11 1/4, last trade up 4 1/2. November, $12.10, down 5, last trade up 4. January, $12.20, down 8, last trade up 6 3/4. May soybean meal opened at $3.28.50, down 1.50, last trade down a dollar. May soybean oil opened at $55.88, down 9, last trade up 28. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
You are one of four fine business partners at AM 580 that is contributing to our $1,000 challenge. What prompted you to go ahead and make that challenge this time around?
Well, I think you guys do a great service for the radio listeners, and we try to help support you in ways that we can to do that.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We need 12 more phone calls or 12 more email pledges, and you can do that online at WILLpledge.org, 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 or toll-free 866-779-9455. Let's go ahead and jump into the markets today, Pete. And yesterday, NAS put out their first crop progress report for the year. And on it, there is nothing about corn. What is the market going to make about that?
Well, we're behind in the South on corn, and we're behind everywhere on corn. I think they had some numbers for Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas and Missouri, especially the Arkansas-Missouri, way behind normal. Here in the Midwest, we continue to have forecasts of rain to keep us out of the field, so the trade will get nervous about where we're at and how soon we're going to get in, and they'll start thinking the two twos, too wet, too cold, here for planting.
What technical level of support do you think July has expressed at the moment?
On the July corn, we're back in about the 585 to 590 area. On the technical, on the fundamental, we could go higher due to the rains and also the report tomorrow showing, depending on what it shows on carryover for corn.
And what are you expecting for the carryover tomorrow on the corn to be?
We're expecting it to be around 200 million less, somewhere around 1.24. That'd be a drop of 200 million.
And that would that be a little bit more than was suggested by the prospective planting report?
Right, that was a little bit more than expected. I think they were looking for 100 million less.
And let's go ahead then and get to your call for the corn today.
Today, corn call is anywhere from one higher to two higher to two lower, actually, mixed.
Turn your attention to soybeans. What are you seeing there?
Soybeans, we're looking at anywhere from one higher to five higher. Again, yesterday we had a big drop down 20-25. They were down over 30. We're expecting a little bounce off of that, but not to go very far.
Do you think, for the most part, beans are now in a range, maybe 1240, 1275, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we've come, we dropped 460-something, and we've come back. We were back $2 from that, not quite to the 50% retracement, but we look like we're in about a 40-cent range now, back and forth.
And the wheat, we did get some wheat numbers in terms of the quality of the crop, and essentially we picked up exactly where we left off when the crop went into dormancy in the fall.
Right. It didn't get any worse. We're not as good as we were a year ago, but we didn't get worse, and there is prospects of rains in part of the wheat country.
So calls for beans and wheat today?
For wheat, one to two to three higher. Anywhere down two, depending on the front, whether you're at the front or the far out. And on beans, one to four to five higher.
And then quickly take a look over at CME livestock for me.
On the livestock, we're basically looking for mixed in both cattle and hogs, that's just about all we've got.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You can help WILL raise at least $200,000 during our spring pledge period. And by the way, that's roughly equal to 3 months, a quarter of a year of programming on WILL Radio. Call right now at 217-244-9455 or give online at willpledge.org. And station manager Jay Pierce is still in the studio with us. And Jay, what happens when our agricultural listeners get the information they need?
Well, I think when you get the information you need, you're ready to make important marketing decisions. And quite literally, that puts more money in your pocket. And here at AM 580, the agricultural information advantage, I think, is very important because we do care about your business's bottom line. We provide you information at our all-day Ag Outlook meeting in March. It brought some of the nation's top analysts to you, as it always does. Market Outlook panels, 1,500 people gathered at meetings this past fall and winter to get a leg up on marketing strategies and get individual advice. We have our newly redesigned website, willag.org, with flash audio on all of our market analysis, ag weather, and key USDA numbers. Maybe you're listening to this broadcast as a podcast. That's another service that we offer. It's basically getting the information on your terms. We're committed to getting it to you, however it's most convenient for you. The Ag Email Newsletters, our weekly look at market fundamentals, technicals, and marketing advice. We all make decisions on where to spend our money. We all want to get the greatest value for our dollars. I think that your investment in AM 580 will pay returns in the information you get, the news you get. Maybe it's entertainment that you also listen to us for. Every dollar you invest comes back whenever you listen. It all goes into providing what we call the content these days, no matter what the platform, whether it's on air or online. And today, when you call 244-9455, You'll help us to leverage the $1,000 in challenge money on the table from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, Risk Management Commodities. They want you to call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org and make your $100 or $200 or $250. I'm looking on the challenge sheet here. We have a $365 contribution. We have a $500 contribution from people who value this service so much that they are willing to put their money into it to make sure it continues, not only for themselves, but for all of you at 244-9455.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.